There are some positive signs in the eastern part of Ukraine. Political leaders there appear to be backing away from the notion of breaking up the country. People in the industrial region of Donetsk had been scheduled to vote this weekend on increased autonomy. That has now been postponed. But the fault lines that divide Ukraine in this political crisis are still very apparent, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Donetsk Governor Anatoly Bliznyuk is the kind of politician who will get up from his seat in order to look a questioner right in the eye when he answers. Today, Bliznyuk's rosy cheeks livened up his fleshy face as he berated reporters for misinterpreting calls for greater autonomy for eastern Ukraine as a plan to divide the country. The country is divided, he says.
Вот ми здесь такие, а оттуда нас називають другими.
We here are one sort of folks, but from the other parts of the country they call us something else. We also see them as something different. We must find a mechanism that can unite us. One way is to create a federation within the borders of Ukraine.
The governor is a staunch supporter of current Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, one of the two men claiming Ukraine's presidency. Supporters of the other candidate, Viktor Yushchenko, dismiss the idea of the East getting more local independence as criminal and inflammatory. Just 2 days ago, thousands of local officials from around eastern Ukraine voted unanimously to hold referendums on regional autonomy. Television pictures showed a parade of speakers calling for more independence, autonomy, or even leaving Ukraine altogether. One well-received guest at that session was not even from Ukraine.
Как мэр Москвы!
Moscow's popular mayor, Yuri Lushkov, called supporters of opposition presidential candidate Yushchenko witches fattened with oranges. Orange is the color of Yushchenko's campaign.
Которые претендуют на то, что он представляет полностью народ Украины.
They pretend they represent the entire Ukrainian nation, Lushkov said. On the other side, we see the peaceful power of constructive forces gathered in this hall. Ukraine is divided east and west by language and religion. More native Russian speakers and Eastern Orthodox believers in the east, more nationalist Ukrainians and Catholics in the west. But there are also cultural gaps familiar to other post-communist societies. Westerners talk more about freedom and democracy, Easterners more about stability and social security. The present political crisis seems to be pushing people further apart. At a protest in Kiev earlier this week, Yelena Brovko said there are some basic differences between Yushchenko supporters, like her in Kiev, and people in the Donetsk area, which is Yanukovych's power base.
Kiev is the heart of Ukraine, and it's not a secret that here, well-educated, well-bred people. And from the other hand, people in Donetsk, they're poor people. You can see their faces. Not so well-educated, not so well-bred. They are afraid just to imagine that their interests and ours, they can be common.
Folks in Donetsk, meanwhile, don't think Kievites are so smart. At a rally in Donetsk's Lenin Square, Yanukovych supporters call Yushchenko's fans zombies. Much of Ukraine's industrial wealth lies in the east, and a group of young workers from a huge metal factory say Yushchenko supporters in western Ukraine are lazy. Those people in Kiev don't want to work, they say. One man showing thick hands, still dirty from his shift. Here everyone works. We came to this demonstration after our jobs, not like the people they show on TV from Kiev who are in the streets all day. They're used to living off our work, the young men say. Both sides claim the other is being paid for attending rallies, and many say they can't imagine life under the candidate they oppose. The harsh words remind one man in Donetsk of communist times. Then whole nations were branded enemies, but this time, he says, it's within his own country. Emily Harris, NPR News, Donetsk.